Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. Thank God for saving or delivering. Do I have anybody in the house today that say, I've been through a whole lot of stuff, preacher. I had some things that I couldn't tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself. Now I can tell them what the Lord has done for me. I can tell them that I was once sick, but God laid hands on me and healed me. I can tell them that I wasn't no good, that I was infirmed by the devil and looked like he had power.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9, K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5, KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla. And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Praise for the first Lord's Supper experience today. Thank you, Jesus. Calvary. The old saints used to say it was at the cross. At the cross. Where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Bless God. It all happened at Calvary. Give Jesus a hand for Calvary. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I'm going to tell you why, because I don't know what I'm going to do right now. I've been in the Spirit of the Lord before 3 a.m. this morning. And there were so many wonderful things he shared with me concerning you. As I lifted you up before the Father, and as I dealt with the concerns that many had made known to me, and as I pray as the Spirit of the Lord moved upon my heart, I begin to see how much more God wants for us. How he desires us to live a lot higher than we're presently living. That he wants us to walk in authority, and that he wants us to make sure that we know what Jesus Christ died for. He died for us to live. Live. Not exist. Not barely make it. Not just get by. Not hanging on another day. Not just putting pieces together. But to live. 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 I need you to hear me today. I need you to hear Jesus today. God wants you to elevate your expectation and to walk in the privileges of being a child of God. Stop accepting a defeatist attitude. Stop saying you can't change this and you can't change that. How many of you know prayer changes things? Changes conditions, changes people, changes circumstances, changes atmospheres, changes outcomes. Stop saying there's not nothing you can do about stuff. Because it can even change your mind and how you feel about stuff. If you trust God, trust God. One member had come to me several weeks ago and said, Pastor, people just are dying all around. It just looked like there are more deaths. And there were several answers that came to mind. One, we're all first going to die. It's a natural process. We can't live forever. Adam messed that up for us. I thank God for Jesus, though, who gives us an opportunity to have life eternal on the inside of us because of Calvary, because of the cross of Christ and Jesus pouring out his life. So we have an answer for that. But there are some who are dying prematurely before their time. Circumstances and situations. And God challenged my heart. He said, look at Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Against you. That I have set before you death, life, and death, blessing, and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Choose life, that thou and thy seed may live. May live. And my question became, what do you do with the choices you've made? You see, because every choice has a consequence. All right. Amen. And a lot of us today, we would say, you know, I don't know why I'm going through this. I don't know why this is happening to me. And a whole lot of us might become defensive. But can I ask a question today without you getting upset? Have you ever made a bad choice? Have you ever made a bad decision? Before you get too holier than thou, then it's understandable that some of the reasons why we're in what we're in is because of us. Choices. What is God saying to you? In the 15th verse of the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, he talks about life and good and death and evil and blessings and curses. He contrasts heaven and earth, life, death, good, evil, blessing, cursing. We all have choices. Choices. Are the choices I'm making on a daily basis placing me in the position? Don't stop music. I just want to massage this into our spirit. Are the choices I'm making keeping me in the position I'm in? Because just because I made a mistake don't mean I have to stay in that place. Because I went the wrong way don't mean I have to continue going the wrong way. Because I've gone down doesn't mean I can't come up. If one decision made things wrong, then one decision can make things right. That decision to turn it over to the Lord. To fix all of the mess ups and the mistakes that we've made that we walked out of his will and committed. We've got to be responsible for the choices we make. May I suggest one of the reasons why we make unnecessary bad choices and decisions is because we are not walking in the wisdom of God. Amen. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. Get understanding. The problems you have right now, I promise you, can be traced back to a wisdom problem. How many will say, if I knew then? Can I get somebody to talk to me this morning? What I know now, I would not have made that decision. Why? Because I got a little wisdom now. The songwriter of old said, if I could turn back the hands of time. But our problems, every problem we have, goes back to a wisdom problem. The moment we made decisions outside of the word, the will, and the way of God started our downward spiral. A wisdom problem. It's not that we need more money. We need wisdom to spend money right that we got. And the reason I know this is because every time you get a raise, that's enough to help pull you out of your plot, your spot, your tight, but you start raising your level of spending. So now you're back tight again. robbing Peter to pay Paul, getting a payday loan to make it to the next week. You're missing out on the blessings of God, and then you start cutting God short. Well, I can't afford to tithe. Why can't you afford a tithe to tithe when the tithe comes out first? I'm sorry, the tithe should come out first. God gives you good sense. I got to pay my rent. I got to pay my mortgage. I got to pay my car. I got to pay all this here before you pay the one who gave you health and strength, the ability, opened the door, made the way, keeping the door open for you. Now, I know this sermon isn't going to be for everybody, but that's all right. Just understand, God knew you would be here today. And he's talking to you. May not be talking to the person on the side, but he's talking to you. Listen, there are some of us who have made decisions. And our decisions have our hearts hurting right now. Our decisions have God's heart hurting right now. Because we don't understand that he expects us to operate in his word, his will, and his way. He said, choose life. Choose it. Moses was getting ready to die shortly, and he was recapping in this book of Deuteronomy, the covenant and the statutes and the principles, the promises of God, in the 4th chapter, in the 11th chapter, in the 27th chapter, in the 28th chapter, before we even get to the 30th chapter. And this is a recap. He's telling them how they must obey God. Obedience. How they must trust God. How they must believe in God. God's going to take him when he dies and bury him himself, so that the people can't take his bones out of that land and bring it into the promised land. Because when Moses sinned, God promised that he would not make it to the promised land. He would see it, but he would not get in. And so he's reminding them of their responsibilities. He's reminding them of their obligations. He's reminding them that they have choices to make. When God told him to speak to the rock, he let the agitation and aggravation of the people make him mad. And instead of speaking, he smote it. And the water came out just as God said it was going to come out. But men couldn't see God. They saw Moses hit the rock and think that the water gushed out because of Moses's miracle. God wants to do some things in your life that he simply wants to speak out. He's not trying to beat it out you. He's speaking it out you. He wants things to turn and to change for you so that you will recognize how powerful, how awesome, how mighty. The fact that Jesus died on Calvary, he came that you might have life, John 10 and 10, and that more abundantly. And then he says in John 14 and 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Life. The The subject of life keeps coming up in Jesus because Jesus is the life that gives us eternal life. And he paid for that life on Calvary. Your sins, my sins. Your shortcomings, my shortcomings. Your mistakes, my mistakes. All of those things that were not right in our lives, he paid for it. And so now he wants us to walk in authority. Because of who we are and whose we are. So many things go on in our lives and we don't have the power. We don't have the power because we are not operating in what God said was ours. It begins with a choice. I want you to be honest with me today. Do you believe you're a child of God?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you realize that you have the power to choose life? Good. Blessings. You say, well, I don't have that in my life right now. The question is, did you choose it? See, there are things we want God to do for us, but there are some things we've got to do for ourselves. God says you've got to choose it. When you choose it, it says to me, I know you want it, and you want it now. When you choose things, some folks say, well, you know, God knows what I need. Yes, he does. Matthew 6 says he does. But he says, ask. When we choose him, then we say to him, God, I want what you have for me. I choose life. I choose good. I choose blessings. I choose life in me. I choose good for me. And I choose blessings on me. The choice is mine. You ain't got to get all excited, run around the church. You ain't got to speak in tongues. You ain't got to do all that. You just got to make a choice. It's that simple. It's that simple. It's that simple. As I close today, this was a prophetic word, and it still is a prophetic word. Historically, this was Moses and the children of Israel. Pragmatically, the principles and points are relevant today. It is here today for us to choose life. To choose good. To choose blessings. And I love the way Moses encourages them. He says, therefore, choose life. Let me help you make the right decision. Choosing life has a continuation of good effects that happen once you make the right choice. And that's starting with choosing to live. And when you choose to live, that means you've made a choice not to die. I said, when you choose to live, you've made a choice not to die, not to just lay down and let whatever happens happen, whatever comes, comes, but you decide that you're going to live in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you're going to be what he's called you to be, do what he's called you to do, have what he's called you to have, and to accomplish what he's called you to accomplish. And so you will operate on a whole nother level. A whole nother level. Now I know good and well some of you are not excited about this because I can hear it in your voice. But if I were hollering and screaming, if I was jumping and saying it and all, you'd be all over. This isn't about emotions. This isn't about screaming and hollering. This is not sensationalism. This is truth. 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 This may not be for everybody, but this is for somebody. Amen. And God, through Jesus Christ, has authorized me by the power of the Holy Ghost to speak into your life. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life in you. I speak life to you. I speak life concerning you. I speak life from you. I speak life around you. And life more abundantly. I speak life in your finances. Life in your physical body. Life in your marriage, life in your relationship, life in your job and your employer and employment. I speak life in your business. I speak life in your children. I speak life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak life to you. But it's your choice. It's your choice that will make the difference. That you and your seed shall live. Not get by, live. And that word means sustenance and maintenance. Live. God's going to take care of you. He's going to open up doors. He's going to make ways. He's going to keep you through the recession. He's going to keep you through famine. He's going to keep you through the dark days. He's going to keep you, period. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. Glory. Glory, glory. Father, now I've told your people what you told me to tell. I've told your people what you've shared with me. I pray this word does not fall on deaf ears. That they can come out of anything they're in. Because life brings deliverance. You are the light of the world. I don't care what darkness they're walking in, God. You shine in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Right now, they're delivered. They're forgiven. They're set free. They're healed. They're blessed. They're the heads, not the tail. They're on top, not the bottom. They're blessed in the field and blessed in the city. I speak it in Jesus' name. Let them walk in that authority. That we are the blessed righteousness of God. The righteousness of God. That we expect the best of God to rest on our shoulders. We expect that God will do things that he's never done before.